Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
12 Lessons from the Good Samaritan. Dwight Moody was passionate about telling others how they could have a relationship with Jesus. In his book, To the Work, he encourages other Christians to share this passion with him, and he counters any hesitations that Christians have to this work. Using the story Jesus told about the Good Samaritan, Moody made these noteworthy observations. Some people seem to think that all the world needs is a lot of sermons. Why, the people of this land have been almost preached to death. What we want is to preach more sermons with our hands and feet, to carry the gospel to the people by acts of kindness. The Jews considered that the Samaritans had no souls, that when they died they would be annihilated. Their graves would be so deep that not even the sound of Gabriel's trump would wake them on the resurrection morning. He was the only man under heaven who could not become a proselyte to the Jewish faith and become a member of the Jewish family. You observe there are 12 things mentioned in the narrative that the Samaritan did. We can dismiss in a word all that the priest and the Levite did. They did nothing. 1. He came to where he was. 2. He saw him. He did not, like the priest, pass by on the other side. 3. He had compassion on him. If we would be successful winners of souls, we too must be moved with compassion for the lost and the perishing. We must sympathize with men in their sorrows and troubles if we would hope to gain their affections and to do them good. 4. He went to him. The Levite went toward him, but we are told that he, as well as the priest, passed by on the other side. 5. He bound up his wounds. Perhaps he had to tear up his own garments in order to bind them up. 6. He poured in oil and gave some wine to the fainting man. 7. He set him on his own beast. Do you not think that this poor Jew must have looked with gratitude and tenderness on the Samaritan as he was placed on the beast, while his deliverer walked by his side? All the prejudice in his heart must have disappeared long before they got to the end of their journey. 8. He brought him to an inn. 9. He took care of him. 10. When he departed on the morrow, the Good Samaritan asked the host to care for him. 11. He gave him some money to pay the bill. 12. He said, "Whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Do you want to know how you can reach the masses? Go to their homes and enter into sympathy with them. Tell them you have come to do them good, and let them see that you have a heart to feel for them. When they find out that you really love them, all those things that are in their hearts against God and against Christianity will be swept out of the way. You can check out my full book review of To the Work on my written blog, and you can also check out some other quotes that I have shared from this book.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.